When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're going to start off hot, bro. We ain't going to bury the lead, Ken.
Mm. Okay.
We're going to just jump right into it. You know what I'm saying? The Dallas Cowboys took a bad loss to the 49ers on the road in the Bay Area. First question to you, Luke. Well, actually, no, I ain't gonna start with you. Okay. I'm gonna have a specific, I got a specific question for you.
Okay.
I'm going to start with you, Sheldon. Is it Super Bowl bust for the 49ers this season after that win?
It most definitely is. It was that going into the season. They already had a bunch of hype. The hype train saying, you know, people were saying if Brock Purdy hadn't gotten hurt, they would have won that game against the Eagles. They've been talking San Francisco since last year on their hot streak. So it's always been Super Bowl or bust. And if they
for
don't
– you talking about for just for, San Fran or,
yeah.
or both squads?
Which what's the other squad?
The
stop. Who they playing? But you know what? To be honest, it is for Dallas. Dallas just got to win a couple playoff games.
Nah, not no more.
That to me should be your benchmark. They gotta get out.
So I want you to just get more clear on this. So for the 49ers, if they don't at least get to the Super Bowl and or win it.
Yes.
Then it's a disappointment.
It's a disappointment 100%. They got.
They have to win.
They should. They're
the best team in football.
That's what people say, and that's what the consensus is right now. They're the best team in football by far.
Over Kansas City.
Over Kansas City. Yeah. Over Kansas City. Kansas City to me, based off the talent around Patrick Mahomes. You like I said, if anything ever happened, if he tweaks his saw what happened with Travis Kelce. Yeah.
Kelce boy, it seemed like he was begging for an injury, and I hate it because he on my fantasy team.
Right, without some help, they wouldn't necessarily won this game against Minnesota. So I'm not sold on this Kansas City team. They don't have a number one receiver. They don't have a number two receiver. All they have is Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes in a defense that fights. Chris Jones.
So you're saying you got 49ers over the Eagles?
No, I don't. I'm saying that's what the consensus is. I still think the Eagles are the team to beat. I always feel that way because they're the team that has the most options. They're the most versatile. You put them in any situation, they can beat you running the ball. They can beat you passing the ball. They can beat you on defense.
You could say literally the same thing about the 49ers.
You can. It's just when they play head-to-head, one team won, the other one lost.
Well, 49ers got a better middle than y'all do. Y'all were exposed this week.
We got more depth.
The linebackers. Y'all may have more
depth. You talking about that? But playoff win?
Yes.
Yeah. They locked the one. The fourth string
quarterback. We're going to give that to him, Ken.
I'm not even going to go back and forth.
We're going to get that. They won that game.
Did he start the game?
Yeah.
Y'all don't have as good a second core. Like, y'all D-line is great, but y'all don't got good linebackers. Y'all got exposures. Y'all linebackers.
To me, it ain't even that.
In the first half.
Their front seven is decent enough.
I say they front four.
No, they front seven. You saw what happened was, the thing, and that's the second part to this. You see the adjustments that
they did make a good adjustment.
They made that second half, there was nothing going on.
But that tush push is not an offense, bro. I'm sorry.
That shit is so lame.
That shit is not going to get you no
titles.
That's
some Eagle shit, though.
That's not going to get you no titles.
It's working. What do you mean?
It gets the job done. It's lame, but it gets the job done.
It's working in the regular season, but we literally saw it in the Super Bowl, and it did not work.
It's worked more times than not.
Not when it counted. That's all I'm trying to say. But this ain't about the Eagles. This is about the Cowboys. Ken, do you think it's before I move on to Luke, because I got a special question for him. Is it Super Bowl or bust for the 49ers this season?
I think it's always Super Bowl or bust for the 49ers. And I think the since Shanahan got there, since they went to the Super Bowl with Jimmy G, since they traded to get Trey Lance, and then Trey Lance got hurt, and then he still managed to win. And definitely since you got rid of Trey Lance Glock Purdy. Glock Purdy. I don't want to disrespect
Purdy,
that
son.
Man,
he
bro.
Definitely was Glock Purdy.
Yeah. So now more than ever, you know, you got your guy. He runs the offense. He's a high-end Game manager Nick, and that you would describe
he's a mid-tier franchise QB right yeah. He's a mid-tier franchise
QB. So yeah, man, and yeah, I think with that defense, with Christian McCaffrey, they can go to whenever they want. They got receivers that can make plays. Like, you have everything that you need now. So as long as Brock doesn't get hurt, their chances are really, really good, and he can scheme enough for them to win. You know, it's all going to come down to Brock.
Clock.
Scheming. All right, Lou, I'm going to get to you right now. You know what I'm saying? I kicked the can on it for too long.
He was trying to wait on FIFO. I know FIFO was going to come here riled up.
He's going to come here hot.
he probably is. Yeah. For you, with the performance that Dak Prescott had, and I've seen how you see how he be talking about the Cowboys in the game. He'll never talk about that. He'll say that's a great catch by this person. Great skin. He'll never say nothing about that. Yeah. What week will Trey Lance start?
He can start next week.
If the Cowboys are under 500 by what, week 7, week 8? Do you think they'll make a QB change?
They'll make a change. I think they'll let him finish the season out, whether he be hopefully not bad. But he gonna finish the season out because they owe him too much money next season. And they'll let him finish the season to convince someone to take that $60 million, $59 million that he owed next year. So I don't think we'll ever see Trey Lance. He may be, unless we move him next year, then Trey Lance going to the season being the quarterback. But I don't know who would take that money because he got a no trade clause as well.
Would you go to Cooper or Trey Lance? Would you go to Cooper or Trey Lance?
Cooper. I go to Cooper.
Cooper first.
I don't know why Trey Lance is there still. But yeah, I go to Cooper. Dak showed in this game that he don't got it. 8 years in, he never does anything to win a game. Like, he'll do just enough, and maybe a bad game against the Jaguars in week whatever to win those games. But when you playing a team like Shanahan, like, their game plan was flawless against the defense, which is our best part. Dak didn't do anything to make up for it. He didn't make no good throws. I couldn't tell if McCarthy was calling bad plays or Dak just couldn't read the field.
That's what I was going
to
ask you.
It just looked weird. Like, he was hesitant. I'm not sure what the 49ers did, but I didn't know who to blame, McCarthy or Dak.
That's what I'm going to
lean on Dak because that makes me feel better, hoping – I think McCarthy will be there longer, to be honest with you.
Now, they might get both of them out of
there. We can tank for Shador and Deion, to be honest with you. That's what I'll
do. Shador and both?
Yeah. Deion.
Break Deion in.
Deion
that's
is
Shador.
Not
going
to let Shador come out this year. He wants him to be a number one
if
overall
he can coach
pick.
The Cowboys, he will.
Did you understand why they put Michael Parsons on the same side as Trent Williams? Did you see that?
I did. They didn't start him now.
Yeah, right.
But they moved him over there eventually through the game, and he was non-existent. I think Trent Shanahan just had a good.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Why, though? Why they moved him to that side?
They were going to be going that way. And I think that they wanted Parsons the way that they were going, which is a bad game plan. Would have been better coming off the other side, chasing pursue, using his speed, which I say goes to the coaching again. At the beginning of the game, and they didn't mention it anymore, they tried to say that Dan Quinn was equivalent to Kyle Shanahan as a play caller on defense. Not the truth. I'm not sure. It's Diggs, of course. We've been terrible since Diggs has been gone. But also, Dan Quinn really didn't do anything adjustment-wise after, like, Brock Purdy, he better than a game manager because some of those throws that he was making, those were big-time throws. Like, he wasn't just throwing off to the check down dude. Like, he was going downfield and challenging the defense, and Dan Quinn never adjusted for that. So I could see McCarthy being out of there, Dan Quinn maybe moving the head coach. I could see something be trying to happen with Dak, but I do feel confident in saying Dak probably would never win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I heard a crazy stat as far as QBs truly, at least I think in the last maybe 15 years or something like that, that they only make it to the Super Bowl within their first 5 years. Like, if you don't make it in your first five years, you're more than likely not going to make it out of that.
It's your eighth for that.
Yeah, and it's like it's like a 5 to 8 year sample maybe. But yeah, and it's eight for Dak. And I guess his best year was his rookie season to make it. He just ran into Aaron Rodgers. And then he ran into Russell Wilson the other time. With the Seahawks, where I think that's where the catch with this happened.
But that was in the Packers.
That was the Packers still. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So this twice we're out. Yeah. But I don't know why I even betted on Dallas for that game. That was one of the picks that I had, and I think it was just more for the fact that I thought that the Niners.
You hate Kyle Shanahan.
I don't hate Kyle Shanahan. I think he is. I treat Kyle Shanahan just as much as I respect Sean Payton. I'll say that.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan was the main reason they won that game against us.
Yeah, but
their game plan was flawless.
100%. They're not. He's not trash. I don't think Sean Payton is trash, but I do think they're overrated, both of them.
We're going to
get to Sean Payton later on.
Sean Payton might be. I was wrong to have him in my coaching top five. Or he being smart, he's known to cheat like he did with the Saints. Maybe he tank it. Maybe he think Caleb Williams and he can do whatever with Russ. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, but when you tank like this, that means that next year, if you
they ain't going to fire him after 1 year.
They're
not going to fire Sean Payton after 1 year.
No. I said next year. If you don't start winning and then looking good, then it's like, all right, now you got to – this is the trend now. This ain't no – you maybe, just trying to be strategic.
I know we're moving, jumping ahead, but I just think maybe Russell Wilson not his quarterback. So maybe he ain't above cheating, as we seen with New Orleans. So maybe he just throwing games.
Yeah,
he's like, fuck it, I want to get my quarterback.
He's putting it on Russell.
He put a lot on Russell.
I mean,
Russell looked bad though.
But he's making it evident from the beginning of that talk. Like this, Russell, you know, he started out that way.
We're gonna get to Denver.
But back to him one second, man. I just want to tell you, I'm disappointed, man, because I had you know playing my Sunday night around watching this game.
I planned my week around.
It's just really true. Like, I thought Dak is a regular season quarterback.
He's a small game quarterback. Like, he's just like, a big game quarterback.
But even then, it's like, it makes you go back to their schedule. Like, who have they beat? They beat the Giants. They beat the Jets.
The Giants, the Jets, and the Patriots. Nobody.
And they blown. And they look like, I mean, granted, they beat the bad teams handsomely. But when you look at their schedules, like, it's not really, they don't have an impressive win. Then you lose to Arizona and you get blown out by the 49ers.
Other than Michael Parsons and Natty Dixher, that's not a playmaker. And I won't blame Cooks. I won't blame Gallup. I won't blame CeeDee Lamb.
The offense is basic.
Somebody said something, I think it was on Get Up or something. I think that Mike McCarthy is calling the offense that he won with in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And that don't work no more in the NFL. It don't look creative. Like with Shanahan, when they was like people moving all around, like the fullback was running slants, every play with Dallas, nobody was even in motion. Like it was line up, Dak dropped back three steps and they pretty much knew where they were going with the ball, which is why the linebackers were so effective.
And you also had Aaron Rodgers in that offense. Okay.
And you also had a good quarterback who could make things happen. And the last thing I'll say is since Dak got hurt, he won't use his legs. So people don't have to defend against Aaron Rodgers that was good at that offense. Because even then, when that Aaron Rodgers would scamper for 10, 11 yards if you had everybody covered.
Right.
I get why he don't want to use his legs no more. Once you break your leg like that, you'd be like, I ain't running for no nigga.
He still got to run. Yeah, so, but you gotta, some point you got to.
He's not a threat. Dak is not a threat.
There has to be a threat. Every quarterback has to be a threat.
That's why I'm like, figuring defensive out.
Well, if that's the case, then you don't got a quarterback. So that's why I'm saying, like, when are y'all, because, like, after this, you can't do it. You can't franchise tag him no more.
No, we own $59 million next year.
Well, there needs to be an extension with that.
He get $59 million.
No, I'm saying, like, after next season, he's a free agent.
He can walk. He can kick rocks out of Dallas for all I care.
Before we move on, though, I do want to say that even though I did talk about the Cowboys not really playing nobody, 49ers ain't really playing nobody either.
They
faced the Steelers, Rams, Giants, Cardinals, and now they just beat Dallas.
At home.
All those teams that I mentioned before are all probably picking top 10 in the draft this upcoming season.
The Steelers are all right. They won this week, and the Rams decent.
Steelers ain't gonna win
Steelers are week to week. They jock the
gonna miss. All right, I'll get top 15. Steelers gonna be a top 15 draft pick.
Maybe.
Once again.